We are joined in the studio now by Captain Paul Bell from Chapel Hill Police because it is National Night Out on Tuesday, August 2nd. So first, Captain Bell, how are you doing today?
I'm doing outstanding.
I'm glad to hear that. Keeping cool outside?
I'm trying. Yes, sir.
So we've got the annual National Night Out event coming up on Tuesday. Can you just give us kind of an overview of what that event is?
Yes, I'm excited to share with you all some information on Chapel Hill's National Night Out. It's a community building campaign that promotes police community partnerships and stronger community safety across the country. It's celebrated each year on the first Tuesday in August. This year in Chapel Hill, we'll be partnering with other town departments, such as the town public housing department, and hosting a couple block parties. Some of those block parties will be at the Hargrave Community Center from 6 to 8, at Oakwood from 4 to 6:30, South Estes Drive, the Ridgefield Community from 4 to 6:30, and at Bright Sun Place from 4 to 6:30.
All right, so what's going to actually be happening at these events?
We'll have free food, music, games, and family fun. We'll have books for children. Families will be able to learn about the different resources in our community. We have groups set up, tables to share information. The Chapel Hill Fire Department is also going to join us, so children will be able to check out a fire truck and police cars.
Well, I like that you led with the free food. I think that probably got everybody's attention.
We all love free food.
Absolutely. Why is an event like this important? What does this add to the community?
We know Chapel Hill is stronger when the community members, officers, firefighters, and town staff build bonds outside of emergency situations. Many times these meaningful relationships help us prevent emergencies altogether. We're lucky to have a strong relationship with our community here in Chapel Hill, but our work is never done. This is a great opportunity to build stronger bonds.
I think a lot of people are aware of this event and think of it as like, yeah, you know, it seems like a good idea to get out there and get connected with, you know, the law enforcement and with the different public servants in the community. But I've been thinking about this the last couple of weeks. I was talking to Ashley Ward, a climate scientist, and she was talking about how from a community standpoint, as we get increased risk of extreme weather events, being able to know and communicate with the people immediately around you is even more important from a public safety standpoint. And so I see an event like this as like, you know, maybe if you don't know your neighbors all that well, this is an opportunity to get out there and make those connections that might be life-saving down the road. I mean, this is a celebratory event, so I don't want to get too dark with it. But in an event of an emergency, it's really important that you're able to communicate with your neighbors.
Indeed, it is.
So, I know that these are the official events that the town is involved in, these four that you listed. It's my understanding that there are smaller events happening throughout the community where it's just, you know, like people on the end of a street are getting together for the night out also. Could you talk a little bit about, you know, stuff that's happening outside of what the police are necessarily organizing?
Yes. Again, this is a national campaign. And so communities across locally, state, and nationally will be coming out. We hope everybody takes advantage of this opportunity to go out, meet their neighbors, fellowship, and just learn each other so we can look out for each other.
We're visiting with Captain Paul Bell from Chapel Hill Police. We're talking about National Night Out, which is August 2nd. And again, those neighborhoods where there will be National Night Out parties are Oakwood, South Estes Drive, Bright Sun Place. Those are happening from 4 to 6:30. And then the big one at the Hargraves Community Center in the evening from 6 to 8. Are you going to be at one of these events?
I will be at the Hargraves.
All right.
Please come down and meet me.
What are you looking forward to there?
Just the fellowship, watching the young people, the kids have a good time.
Yeah, these events are, it's pretty remarkable because we get so used to spending so much time in our homes that then when we purposely go out and interact with our neighbors and our community, it definitely creates a bond and a feeling of community that wasn't there beforehand.
Yes, sir.
All right, we've got a little over a minute left. Is there anything else that you wanted to cover that we haven't gotten to yet?
It isn't. I'm looking forward to meeting everybody. Please come out and join us. National Night Out, Tuesday, August 2nd.
Once again, Tuesday, August 2nd from 4 to 6:30 in the neighborhoods, and then a big community-wide get-together at the Hargraves Community Center from 6 to 8. We've been joined by Captain Paul Bell. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.